Phil.
Hi, I'm Mark.
Welcome to Organized Fun, the board game podcast, where we've got our fourth country bait episode on Angola. Can we get anyone from Angola to listen to our podcast? As usual, though, business first, we have two new listening territories.
Okay, well, that's two off the list to talk about then.
Two off the list, but they are not two that we have targeted yet.
Oh.
So we have Macau, which I'm going to say ni hao to, although apparently when I was Googling, because I have no idea where that is, it is a principality of China. So does that make it a country or not? But then if it wasn't a country, why would Podbean flag it up as a separate location? So I'm counting it. Yes, Macau. So ni hao to Macau and Tajikistan. And I'm going to say salam to Tajikistan.
Where's that?
Somewhere beneath Russia.
Beneath Russia?
You know, like where all the stands are. Kazakhstan.
Oh, right.
Afghanistan. It's all that sort of area, I think. Tajikistan. So salam to Tajikistan. On to Angola, which is not where I thought Angola was. I think because I get Angola and Andorra, I just lump them together. But Angola is a country in Africa, apparently.
So. Yes, yeah, I thought it was more Europe. So it might be another short one this time, everyone, because I couldn't find any original games from Angola.
Oh, I did. I found two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've got Nganke, which is a marble game. So you roll marble, you dig a hole, and you stand behind a line and you roll marbles towards the hole. And if you get a marble in the hole, then you get to keep all of the other players' marbles that missed the hole.
Okay, well, yeah.
But on the internet, it said this is a game that specifically Angolan girls play. Why? Why can't the boys play? what is this?
Maybe they're the only ones with the marbles.
Maybe. Maybe there's a whole cultural thing about you give a girl a marble for its birthday. I don't know. But there you go. So you've got Nganke, which is a marble game. And I also found Kiela. I don't know. I'm going to say Kiela, which is a game like Mancala. So, you know, dropping different seeds or beads into holes. But did you know, fans, Mark, listeners, people, that since 1999, Angola has had the Premio Kiela National Tournament every year, and they have a national board gamey Kiela tournament.
Oh, wow. So they are into their games. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. That's what I found out about board game or games entertainment from Angola.
What was that other one called? The Mancala one?
Kiela. Well, it's K-I-E-L-A. So Kiela.
So is that one you can actually buy as a sort of like you can buy Mancala?
I did find the rules for it. I'm not sure if you can. I presume you must be able to. But instead of. So Mancala has one row of 10 each. This one has two rows of 10 each.
Okay, so it's extra Mancala.
It's like Mancala XXL.
So you could buy like two sets of Mancala and sort of glue them together.
You could, or I imagine just do what we did, just draw it out on a bit of paper.
Oh,
make,
yeah.
Make divots in the sand. But yes, there you go. I wasn't able to find any designers from Angola, though.
No.
Did you find any games about Angola?
Well, not just that war one. That
yes.
Angola.
Yes. It, had
it does seem quite a big game, though. It does seem to come up everywhere when you search for...
Yeah. So Angola had a civil war in the 1970s, and this is a game about that. It seems to be quite Risk-like. You know, you've got a map with territories, and you're moving your soldiers and doing attacks in different territories.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a very fun game. I've got a description here.
Yeah, go on.
Angola is an area move game played in monthly turns where the communists FAPLA and MPNA play against the anti-communist UNITA and FNLA.
Ooh,
ugh, I'm already acronyms. Like, okay. The key to the game is to control the cities and town in Angola, and depending on the turn of the number of locations you are holding can end the game in a victory. The Angolan Civil War was also a proxy conflict between the West and the communists block, so the forces of Cuba, South Africa, and a host of mercenary armies also appear in the game. I mean, each force consists of mostly infantry units with armor, artillery, armored car, engineer, and air units providing a support. Factions in the game also get covert support, which equates to supplies of special weapons such as mines, SAMs, and anti-tank missiles. The game was first published in 1988 and re-released in 2011. Oh, okay, so that's why it's more sort of coming up more, and features some mechanics mechanics that were groundbreaking when the game first hit the market. Even today, the unique mechanics dictate a fluid game where each turn challenges you to win the conflict for the final turn on the game. Before each turn, the players select an operations hand, which is the order they will command their forces during the game. So, and then, this is just on a website I found here, so it just sort of goes through all of the rules and everything and how it's played.
Space Cadets, is it? No, what's it called? That horrible one where you play the CD and it shouts at you.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, what is it called? I keep wanting to say Starship Command, but that was a game that I had on like my Acorn Electron.
No, I know which one you mean, but I can't remember what it's called.
I can't even see it on the shelf. Space something. Space Control. Space Alert. That's what it's called. Anyway, you program your moves, don't you? Before you really know what's happening, and then you play. So I think it's like that. You choose, like, right, I'm going to move this person here and then attack him. But then if everyone else moves out your way. So that's quite an interesting way of doing it, I would think.
Yeah, because it says here the game has some mechanics which balance play. So if your side loses a turn, they receive aid in the form of troops and mercenary forces, and they can play that next turn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does sound like, in terms of the mechanics, it's interesting. But the sort of the subject and the design and all of that stuff does not look interesting to me.
Risk with a bit of jazz. And I think that is one of the risks, but of having a game that is so specific to a country or to an event, like how much broad gamer appeal does it have?
I mean, this is sort of crossing over into like people that like historical war reenactments and stuff in a way, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you feel like you're in Churchill's war rooms or whatever, playing with your maps and stuff.
I do get it, but I'm just thinking, like, because that sounds like a really cool game mechanic, but a lot of people, not necessarily going to be put off, but they're just going to be like, oh, the Angolan Civil War, I have zero interest in that, bye. But if it was Space War or Monster War, then more people would get on board with it, right? I don't get why designers...
Maybe you need Angolan War Legacy or Angolan War Space Edition.
Yeah, Angola goes to space.
But it's funny, it was re-released fairly recently. I mean, actually, it's not that actually recent, is it?
I was reading, it's one of these that sort of had like a cult revival. Lots of people loved it and so brought it back, kind of thing. Sorry, I'm just scanning the shelves. Like, I literally cannot see Space Alert anywhere. I can picture the box. Anyway, this is a problem for another day, listener. It's not important to today's episode. Where is Space Alert? We'll make a little missing poster. Has anyone seen my Space Alert game? Who knows? But yeah, that's pretty much all I've got to say. I did do a search on BoardGameArena.com/Tabletopia. Sadly, Angola is not available to play on any of those.
Okay, well, I'm good.
Okay, then.
I, do you know what? I saw, this is not anything to do with Angola, really, but when I was searching for Angola, I saw a board game called Habitats.
Right.
And you build a wildlife park and you have to give your animals the right terrain and everything.
Right.
It's like, this looks exactly the same as Zulareto. Like, it pretty much is. And I was like, is this an early version of it? Is this, but no, it's a completely different game. It's the tiles look exactly the same. Place them all out, space them out. You don't have like a board or anything. It's literally just tiles and little animal figures. I was like, how do they get away with that? Because it's exactly the same as Zulareto. I think it was before Zulareto.
I guess it just goes, is it called Habitats?
Yeah.
Or Habitat?
Habitats.
I guess maybe, I don't know.
Actually, no, it's after. This is 2016 and Zulareto was 2007.
So maybe if you just change enough, oh my God, it does look so similar.
Yeah. So if you want to rip off cheaper Zulareto, try Habitats first. I like the little figures you get with it though. But...
Well, maybe if you want to rip off Angola and set it in space, maybe do that.
Yeah.
I wonder if Angola has a space program. What? The National Space Program Management Office is an Angolan government agency responsible for promoting the peaceful use of space and conducting technical space studies. Oh, well done, Angola.
Yeah, I mean, you could do sort of like an Apollo style game, but the Angolan space mission. Actually, just searching again, I don't know, it's just some certain countries just have all these war games. There's another one called Border War Angola Raiders.
Ooh,
which again is another, exactly, you've got your map, you got your, you know, your weapons, your campaigns for fighting each other. There's no difference really. There's pictures of tanks and stuff. It just doesn't look very interesting though. It looks too sort of real.
Too real. Yeah, it sticks in. Where are the aliens? Where are the monsters? Where are the spaceships?
It's so funny how there's so many different, there's all these different games that are like, oh, actually, just looking at it though, it looks like there's like, I think for every war, there's some kind of game or campaign.
Yeah, probably. I guess it's just war Warcraft is an easy thing to make a game about because it's you've got little soldiers that you can move around a map. It's easy to do, isn't it?
I'm just trying to see if there's any other Angola. No. Angola, Cold War struggle. Cold War battles. Budapest 56 and Angola 87.
When? The sequel, Angola 87.
Yeah. I just want, like, Angola.
Oh, my God.
You know, Angola, make your zoo or something, you know?
You can relax. I found Space Alert and it's really obvious. Like, it says in bright red letters, Space Alert. I don't know how I didn't spot it. I apologize. But we can rest easy now.
Whew. Well, yeah, there we go. Well, maybe after all this Angola talk, someone will listen from Angola and say, yep, we have some great games here and we are and also, champion in...
Also, a half-decent space program. Yeah. There we go. Well, yeah, I've been Phil.
Well, there we are. That's another country.
Yep.
I've been Mark.
And remember, non relinquum in arca reperculo. You can find us on Facebook at Organized Fun Pod. You can find us on X at Fun Organized. And hopefully, you can find us in Angola.
Right. I'm off to dig a hole for my marbles.
Only girls can play that, so.
Oh, damn.
Sorry. Bye. Bye, Luna Files.
We'd like to thank you for flying with us today.